This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hi, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of you guys know I love my Oculus. So I have an Oculus. It's, I think, the Oculus 2. It's a headset. And I put it on, and it's like virtual reality. I can exercise with it if I want. I could go online. You could relate to people and play games with people and be on teams with people, but they're in their avatar. And so my avatar is kind of cute, you know. I mean, mine looks, you know, a little younger than I usually do. But it is, if any of you guys have it, it's for me, I'm very comfortable with being in a room with other people virtually. And I urge you guys to kind of look at that, because that's where tech is going. So you guys have heard about Meta. Meta is going to be a metaverse. This comes from the founder, Mark Zuckerberg, at Facebook. But metaverse is where there's going to be these universes or metaverses where you socialize, you collaborate, you play, you learn. There's going to be meetings. And it's something that is bridging that working from home or being stuck at home to being able to be where you want to be or be around others. Now, I love the social interaction, but apparently this is where a lot of places are heading. And we see this because you see how, you know, people aren't very excited about going back to work, and they still want to work from home. And, you know, how do people connect? And you saw what happened with Facebook. I mean, it exploded. People connect with Facebook. It got so popular, went so viral that people use Facebook as their social life. Well, that's where Meta's going to be. But here's the thing. A lot of people don't want to buy things and then have them come home and go, you know. So there is an opportunity for you to try things out. There's actually a Meta store. It's a 1,550-square-foot store. It's in Burlingame, California, at 322 Airport Boulevard. It's open Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Pacific time. But they actually have, the store will show what these Meta products are. And if you're in the area, I really recommend that you check it out. There's going to be interactive demos. Customers can make video calls to retail associates with Meta Portal. You can learn how Ray-Ban stores can help you kind of stay present. Ray-Ban, they're going to be these smart glasses, and, you know, Ray-Bans are, you know, fantastic glasses. And then you can kind of get a little idea of how the virtual reality world works. And I tell you, this is the thing of the future. And you know, you might not like it or you might love it. So these Ray-Ban stores, you experience how Ray-Ban captures and shares memories without taking you out of the moment. So, you know, a big problem we have is we go somewhere, we're taking pictures, we're holding our phone, and we're not enjoying the moment. But it would be nice to see it and just have that video or have that capture done. There's Meta Portal, which allows you to explore what the portal is, the smart camera. They have these features called Story Time, and then the Quest 2, which is interactive. You get to explore the hardware. You get to try apps. It has this wall-to-wall LED screen where you actually feel like you are on the mountain or you feel like you are in the cabin. It's actually pretty cool. My son plays ping pong with the Oculus Quest, and, I mean, he is, he's like, Mom, just train me how to play ping pong. I'm horrible at ping pong. And so, you know, the world is changing, and we have, you know, so much technology now at our fingertips. And I'm watching Meta grow. And, you know, it's I think you do have some people who are reluctant, so I like the idea that at least there's a store so people can go in, they could try it, they could you know, learn about the product, see if this is something that they're comfortable with. One of you had asked about headaches. Where do I get headaches? I got to be honest with you. I have only had one headache. I've been using my Oculus now for 2 years. And I think the reason why is I get cervicogenic headaches from my neck. And I think it's because I quickly, you know, jerked and did something to try to catch. I play this racquetball game on my Oculus, and I lunged, and then I tried to hit it. And so I once had a cervicogenic headache that I could attribute to my movements. But in terms of the headset, I don't see it trigger my migraines, which I actually think is fantastic. And what I'd love to see later is the science and medical applications that this metaverse can do. You know, I'm in telemedicine. And so, you know, I'll see somebody and it's two-dimensional. It's a screen. And, you know, to be able to talk to somebody, and when I'm trying to explain, you got to touch yourself here, you got to touch yourself here. I wonder if that 3D application would allow me to you know, go, look, you know, what does this do? What does this do? And then they use their avatar. You know, telemedicine is here to stay. Whether you agree with it or not, it's how a lot of people are, you know, getting their medicine. So we need to figure out ways to enhance that interaction and enhance that experience because we're limiting the ability to be indoors and with people. I also like the idea, and I wonder if people are going to use Meta for this, for dates where you go on a virtual date and you can really get to know somebody, not to the degree that you need to, but it allows a couple steps before, true, it's an avatar and all that, and I get that, but in terms of interaction and how they respond and how they act, I could tell when there's some creeps, you know, when I play these games. And there's not a lot of them, but you could kind of tell. And then you have others that, you know, you can kind of get their personality a little bit. And so it would be very interesting if there's that transition where rather than you just meeting somebody and immediately going and hooking up and you see the danger that we've seen, where at least you get to slowly ease into it. And honestly, there's got to be a feature where you can really see the person, because I got to tell you, man, people feel catfished a lot. So, you know, I don't know. I'm excited about it. I definitely see work utilizing this. I see a lot of sports. I see a lot of interactive gyms. When we're in pandemics, people wanting to be away from others. So check it out. Metastore at 322 Airport Boulevard in Burlingame, California. Check it out. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, This is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so it is now Amber Heard's turn to take the stand, although the court is taking a week off. I think the judge had a prior commitment. It's good to be judge. You know, I mean, if I had a vacation and there was something like this going on, I could see, you know, the pressure to have to, you know, change it. But anyway, there's a prior commitment that the judge has. The judge seems really nice. And so we will not be seeing much development in the Johnny Depp Amber Heard defamation trial and counter defamation suit for the next week or so until the 16th. They're also going to expand hours of the court hearing. Rather than a 10 to 5, they might go 9 to 5:30. And the reason why is there is going to be a time limit. There is a time limit on how many hours each get. And so when we saw Johnny Depp up there for hours, you know, speaking slowly and, you know, making people laugh and, you know, being a little theatrical himself, it, you know, I'm like, how much time? I mean, is this trial going to go on for years? Well, same thing. You know, when the prosecution or the defense has their witness, they take as long as they need. They have a very relaxed atmosphere. They really try to calm it down. Whereas when the cross-examination comes, obviously that's when the heat gets, you know, when the pressure comes on, and things might go a little faster. But, you know, they've already taken up a lot of hours. And it sounds like the judge wants to be done by Memorial Day weekend so that the jury can convene over Memorial Day weekend to come up with their decision, which means the jury basically is in this all month long. I'm sure they're going to write books and things like that, but not easy if they had Memorial Day weekend plans. So it is there is an end, and I think there's only going to be about two more weeks after they reconvene on the 16th. And so Amber Heard, who is defending herself against the defamation trial because of a Washington Post op-ed where she had discussed how she was a victim of abuse, domestic abuse. She had given them, I believe, pictures, never mentioned Johnny Depp's name, but it was implied it was he, and Johnny Depp had claimed that, you know, he lost Pirates of the Caribbean 6, a lot of it's dangling, the project is dangling, and there's been other, you know, loss of work that he had, so he is suing her for defamation for $50 million. She's counter-suing for $100 million. And this has been a very controversial sort of trial, because on one end, you know, it talks about domestic abuse and, you know, rape, and it's a very difficult, you know, trial to listen to. Some parts are funny. Johnny Depp has some funny parts, but, you know, it's not easy to hear what she's describing. But on the other end, you know, there's been a lot of congruities, some inconsistencies, and there's also been some theatrics that are making people go, So as I told you the other day, it was because it looked like her blush, which we, you know, and we all change our blush colors. For me, I'm not very creative with my blush. It's whatever is on the counter that I could find easily is what I put on. But it almost seemed like she had her hair up on one side, down on the other, and you could concentrate on the blush, obviously. Not a lot of eye makeup. So where does your eye go to? Well, the eye goes to the cheekbones, which is another trick in makeup. If you really want to accent your cheekbones, minimize the eye makeup. If you don't like the rest of your face like me, then you maximize the eyes. So she didn't have hardly any eye makeup that it looked like, but she had this kind of bluish purple blush. Well, is that to look like a bruise? I don't know. And again, it could just be the lighting. And then yesterday in her testimony, she had a very interesting outfit where it almost looked like there was like a noose around the neck. Multiple knots around the neck to one side. And it's a beautiful blouse she was wearing, but interesting choice. And then the little sweater looked frayed. There was some fraying. Now, it could have been lace, but from afar, it looked like, you know, maybe the fraying was supposed to trigger the psychological thinking of, you know, well, you know, she's talking about how her clothes were ripped. And so, you know, if all this happened and you know, she's telling the truth, I get a little, suspect when you see these extra things. Now, maybe it's just we're looking for it, you know? I mean, you know, she was wearing suits and very, you know, when people look at dress and they look at the psychology of dress, and I spoke to you about that, the reason why a lot of us women might wear suits to jobs is because it has that masculine factor. There's still, you know, some biases and some, you know, I want to know that you're there for work, not there to be, you know, for a fashion show. So when you go for a job interview, don't be trying to look all sexy. You know, no boobies. You know, no super high heels and clanging jewelry. You know, show that your priorities isn't necessarily attracting, you know, other people. It's your priority is the job, and you are dressed to do the job. You know, when I would take care of patients, I would wear scrubs. One, it was easy to put on, they fit, you know, but two is, you know, after wearing skirts and heels, you know, I might have a funeral to go to, or I might have an event or a TV stint or whatever. People could already see my day was hijacked by some other focus. You know, and I'm trying to balance in my heels, and I'm trying to cross my legs when I wear my skirt, you know, and do their pap smear without, you know, and you know, so I would wear scrubs so they knew that my focus that day was on them. You know, I wore what I had to because I had to wear clothes. But, you know, I put more thought into getting to work that day than my outfit. And another thing that people do with interviews, or as we see with court cases, is when they want to show strength, and they want to, you know, exhibit some sort of confidence, they will wear more of a suit-like outfit. And so while she was going through what Johnny Depp was saying, and when he, his testimony and his witnesses, she was wearing more suit, if you noticed, more masculine-type clothing. Now that she's on the stand, she has a more feminine, softer touch with her clothing, with her hair, with her... So it's, are these theatrics? Is she, you know, is it that she doesn't think the jury's going to believe the truth and she's, you know, pulling out all stops to, you know, make sure she gets through this? But another thing that is very, very intriguing in this is I don't remember what I did a week ago. I mean, you know, I might remember something that happened in 2013, but it's interesting when these court cases happen, they go, tell us what happened on August 15th, 2015. Well, I was walking down the stairs, and how do you remember that? And I'm not saying she's lying or he's lying or anything like that, but it blows my mind. And I get how you might have accounts and you might have pictures that recollect, you know, that might bring back memories, but we're talking about things from 7, 8, 9 years ago. And the amount of detail is a little concerning, a little confusing. And now I get, she videotaped a lot of things, documented, so maybe she did document everything. But when I see this in court cases, I really wonder at the level of detail people have. You know, if you ask me what I did, so like 2016, I remember some landmarks about some things that happened, but I don't really remember day to day. I don't remember arguments. I mean, I know I might have had one argument with my husband in 2015. I didn't really have much in 2016 with him because we rarely fight. But I remember having one argument in 2015. I don't know the dates. I don't know. All I know is I yelled at him and I got really mad and we made up that night. I don't remember the details, you know, and so it is a little concerning. Now, she did document, she took pictures, but, you know, is this evidence enough to say, well, Johnny did this and not she painting over her paintings? Or, you know, she graphically described what happened, which was a horrific thing if it happened to her, where she was being, you know, violated with a bottle. And so, you know, that type of trauma, you know, would probably warrant a medical evaluation. She said, you know, the back was up against the kitchen counter, and so there's obviously bruises and things like that. And so, I mean, you know, when I had my, you know, altercation with somebody, I mean, I went to the doctor. I had to go to the doctor. I didn't want to go to the doctor, but I had to go to the doctor. And, you know, they asked, do I want to report it? I'm like, no, just give me some medicine to help fix this. So, and it wasn't an STD or anything, but I was bleeding, and it wouldn't stop, and so they had to give some, like, a vaginal estrogen cream that ended up stopping the bleeding. So, many people do, if they are traumatized or victimized, they go to the doctor, and so, you wonder, you know, she documented everything with pictures, she documented with pictures and video recordings. You then wonder, if she had this, then... didn't she go to the doctor? So there's some things that are kind of, even though there could be explanations, these are things being raised that make people go, when it comes to her testimony. 1-877-DOCTOR.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. Labor Secretary is cheering the latest jobs report.
We have a strong job market. 95% of the jobs that were lost pre-pandemic are back. We still have some work to do. We saw great gains in manufacturing.
The economy added 428,000 jobs in April, and the unemployment remained steady at 3.6%. Labor Secretary Marty Walsh saying most of the jobs lost during the height of the pandemic have returned. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby is blasting leaks about U.S. intelligence sharing with Ukraine. Kirby calling it unconscionable, adding it's hard to see how it's helpful for sources to be talking to reporters about intelligence that's being provided to help defend Ukraine. Today is National Nurses Day, which first started being recognized back in 1974. USA Radio News. We're learning new details about the relationship between an escaped inmate and an Alabama corrections officer who's on the run.
Female corrections officer 56-year-old Vicky White, who escaped with an Alabama inmate facing murder charges, had a relationship with the man that spanned at least 2 years. That's according to the Lauderdale County Sheriff's Office. She remains at large with 6'9" Casey White at 38 years old. Both are considered armed and dangerous.
The FDA is imposing strict limits on Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine. The new FDA rules mean folks can't get a J&J COVID shot unless they're an adult 18 or older or specifically ask for it or have no access to the other COVID vaccines. The FDA moves comes after at least 60 people developed a rare and dangerous blood clotting condition linked to the J&J vaccine. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. We have some breaking news. At least 8 dead and 30 have been injured when a gas explosion ripped apart a 5-star hotel in Havana. Guests, I believe, are still trapped on the top floor. Rescuers are now trying to go through the rubble for survivors. 13 people remain missing. Now, they believe it was caused by a gas pipe or gas issue. The blast gutted this 5-star Hotel Saratoga in Havana. Liquefied gas was reportedly being moved from a truck, and it is said to have left some guests trapped now on the top floor, according to Daily Mail. The wounded, CNN said, I believe five, CNN is reporting 5 dead. I'm seeing, though, on Daily Mail, 8 dead, but, you know, everybody's starting to update, you know, get their reports. So I'm getting mine from both, but I'll read you what Daily Mail is saying. It's a 90-year-old building, has 96 rooms. It was closed at the time, but due for a grand reopening after the pandemic in just 4 days. It is next to a school. Children had to be evacuated from the institution in Old Havana. It's a beautiful hotel. It looks like it might have had some, recently new construction. And they say President Miguel Diaz-Canel visited the site of the explosion with Prime Minister Manuel Marrero. The president confirmed that the explosion was caused by a gas leak. Preliminary investigations indicate they said that the explosion was caused by a gas leak. And so now they're trying to get survivors. The building, I'm not sure if it's close to falling, but flames and plumes of smoke have been streaking out of the wreckage. Rescuers are desperately searching now for survivals. Cars that were near the building got crumpled, damaged. Witnesses saw the moment when a gas truck supplying the hotel with liquid gas reserves exploded. And so Hotel Saratoga was built as a warehouse back in 1880. It was then converted into a hotel in 1933. It reopened in 2005 as a five-star hotel with 96 rooms, tree bars, two restaurants, and a swimming pool. It's next to Havana's historic Capitol building. It was remodeled by a British company, they said, after the fall of the Soviet Union, and was considered the place to go for visiting government officials and celebrities for many years. Recently, it had lost some of its shine, they said, with the opening of new hotels in Havana, but it was still considered a five-star venue. It looks like a beautiful hotel. It's just a shame this happened. So we'll keep you guys posted. This is so tragic, and like we said, multiple casualties. We'll keep you guys posted. Also tragic what's going on with the, Russia-Ukraine war. Biden is going to announce another assistance package. This is supposed to be expected to be more than $100 million. Biden is going to speak with G7 leaders, according to CNN, virtually Sunday, ahead of the expected Victory Day celebrations in Russia. As I told you, Victory Day is May 9th. Russia, we believe, had wanted to have victory over Ukraine by that day. Who knows if they're going to step things up or if they're going to, settle for a region or province. And they seem to be working overtime trying to at least overtake Mariupol or the eastern Donbas region. And so this May 9th is something that has been pressuring, many people to act because, Putin wants to have something he could tell, huge celebrations, parades. He wants to have something he could tell his people. They say White House says the G7 call is intentionally timed ahead of Russia's Victory Day. The May 9th commemorates the Soviet Union's role in defeating Nazi Germany in World War II. It's marked every year with a military parade in Moscow, a speech by Putin, and then at the end of the parade, Putin lays a wreath at the tomb of the unknown soldier. So Jen Psaki, who is leaving the White House and going to MSNBC, she said, having this meeting and conversation on Sunday is an opportunity to not only show how unified the West is in confronting the aggression and the invasion by President Putin, but also to show that unity requires work, requires effort, requires blood, sweat, and tears. Fortunately, a bus with civilians have left the Azovstal territory. 12 civilians, including 4 children, were evacuated from the territory of the Azovstal steel plant. Many people were hiding in there for protection during the invasion. Many women and children were there because their husbands were fighting. And, we don't know how many people are left. When you hear 12 civilians, including 4 children, thank God they got them out. But I was expecting, we heard numbers of the thousands that were, hiding up in there. So I hope they're getting them all out. There has been not a lot of video footage, but they said there is proof that they have been able to get, but only a handful. Zelensky said more than 500,000 Ukrainians have been deported to Russia. Vladimir Zelensky, Ukrainian president, said during an address to the parliament of Iceland on Friday, they were forced to go there. Their documents and means of communication are confiscated. They are sent to faraway regions of that foreign land in order to assimilate there, or concentration camps, or be tortured and killed. That's not what he said, but this has been the sad rumor. So Ukrainians being deported to Russia is very, very, similar in terms of what we saw during World War II and Hitler's playbook. So they say CNN is unable to independently confirm the number of Ukrainians that have been taken across the border, but early on into this, we had heard that Ukrainians were being taken to Siberia, to other parts, and untraceable, sadly. Can't confirm it, but these are the rumors. Ukraine said 41 people were returned in the latest prisoner exchange with Russia. So they were able to get 41 people, 28 service personnel, 13 civilians in the group, which included 11 women. Zelensky has accused Russia of using blockade of Mariupol as a form of torture by starvation. So as Putin even said that he would secure, he would cut off the Azovstal plant, one of the last remaining strongholds in Mariupol, so they would starve and not get supplies. That is a war crime. It's a form of torture, according to Zelensky. So Zelensky emphasized the importance of Mariupol by saying that if Russia kills civilians, that could be exchanged as prisoners of war, then Ukraine cannot have any diplomatic talks with Russia afterward. I'm surprised they even can. You know, at this point, any diplomatic talks, there was supposed to be a ceasefire. Putin was supposed to have a ceasefire so people could get out, and the UN, as well as the International Red Cross, Committee of the Red Cross, be able to get people out. And then we heard there was still fighting and there was still attacks and, you know, ballistic missiles and whatever they were using. So, you know, can you really trust them? The Kremlin has declined to confirm if a Victory Day parade will happen in Mariupol. So, you know, they might have one in Moscow, but they're thinking of actually having it in the besieged city. That would be sick if they did. In fact, they're already starting to put up statues. They're already, you know, making it look like they already took over. They're putting up statues. They're putting up flags. You know, it's, yeah. So Russians have been accused by Ukrainians of breaching ceasefire at the Azovstal plant. And there was another update I wanted to give you guys. I apologize on the food. So there's been nearly 25 million metric tons of grain unable to leave Ukraine, according to UN Food Agency official. This blockade of their Black Sea ports, infrastructure challenges are preventing nearly 25 million tons of grain being exported. This goes to Europe. This goes to other countries. Ukraine is one of the world's largest grain-producing countries. They say at the same time, in the months of July and August, the new crop is supposed to be coming in. Despite the war, harvest conditions, they say, don't look that dire. They think that the wheat will be growing. That could really mean that there is not enough storage capacity going forward in Ukraine, particularly if there is no wheat corridor opening up for exports from Ukraine. CNN previously reported that Russian forces are stealing thousands of tons of grain from Ukrainian farmers, as well as targeting food storage sites with artillery. That's according to multiple sources. The Defense Ministry said Thursday an estimated 400,000 tons of grain had been stolen to date. This, yeah. So 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Show 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I think this should have been done a long time ago, but, you know, nobody listens. But the FDA has limited the authorized use of the Janssen COVID-19 vaccine, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, to individuals 18 years of age or older for whom other authorized or approved COVID-19 vaccines are not accessible or clinically appropriate, and to individuals 18 years of age and older who elect to receive it because they could would otherwise not receive a COVID-19 vaccine. Meaning, if you can't get any other vaccine, this is your last choice and should not be your first choice. If it is your first choice, they'll honor it. But they're basically saying, think about another shot. According to the FDA statement, they said after conducting an updated analysis, evaluation, and investigation of reported cases, the FDA has determined that the risk of thrombosis with thrombocytopenia syndrome, which is this rare and potentially life-threatening blood clots in combination with low platelets, with the onset of symptoms approximately 1 to 2 weeks following administration of the Janssen COVID-19 vaccine, warrants limiting the authorized use of the vaccine. When we said there could be side effects, you can't be mandating it, no one listened. Oh, well, they could use another shot. But now the FDA is saying they have to limit the authorized use of the vaccine due to a deathly risk. And I'm not saying they're all deadly. But, you know, I've been saying, you know, since the beginning, we need to look at some of the cardiac, sudden cardiac arrests or these collapses people have after getting the COVID vaccine. Nobody listens. Now MIT researchers and researchers from Massachusetts General say, you know, there might be a link. Duh. Well, nobody listens. Oh, that's misinformation. I wonder what this disinformation board is going to do. Would that disinformation board have allowed us last year to talk about this? No, it's misinformation. Obama was talking about misinformation. We were saying that some people are getting very bad blood clots from some of the vaccines. And true, you can get blood clots from COVID. But now the FDA is like, yeah, the FDA has determined that the known and potential benefits of the vaccine for the prevention of COVID-19 outweigh the known and potential risks for individuals 18 years of age and older for whom other authorized or approved COVID-19 vaccines are not accessible or clinically appropriate, and for individuals 18 years of age or older. So basically they're saying, again, you could use the other ones, you know, but if you have to, you could use this one, but they're covering their butts saying, you know, if you cannot get the other ones, then, and you really want this one. But the fact sheet now reflects the revision to the authorized use, includes a warning statement at the beginning of the fact sheet for prominence, which summarizes information on the risk for TTS. Additionally, information on the revision to the authorized use of the vaccine and updated information on this risk of blood clots with low levels of platelets. They say, we recognize that the Janssen COVID vaccine still has a role in the current pandemic response in the United States and across the global community. Our action reflects our updated analysis of the risk of TTS following administration of this vaccine and limits the use of the vaccine to certain individuals. As according to Dr. Peter Marks, director of the FDA Center for Biologics Evaluation and Research, it's about time. That's what I say. Today's action demonstrates the robustness of our safety surveillance systems and our commitment to ensuring that science and data guide our decisions. Today's action to me shows that you delayed. We've been telling you there's been issues for a year. We've been closely monitoring the Janssen COVID-19 vaccine and occurrence of TTS following its administration and have used updated information from our safety surveillance systems to revise the EUA. The agency will continue to monitor the safety of the Janssen COVID-19 vaccine and all of the vaccines, as has been the case throughout the pandemic. We'll thoroughly evaluate new safety information. So here, okay, you guys need guidance, and I get it, okay? And I'm going to tell you exactly what I said. My opinion has never changed, all right? I don't think any medication is 100% safe. There's always risks. You could take an antibiotic. You could take a Tylenol. You could take a Motrin. There have been documented cases of people having an issue with them. Very rare. I believe when you look at all the numbers of people getting these vaccines, it's still rare. But it's rare enough to get rid of any mandate or job loss, because if somebody thinks they're going to be the one in a million who will get that reaction, you can't force somebody to get it or blackmail them into getting it. Would I take a vaccine over getting COVID? Yes. I don't want COVID. I've had COVID. It sucks. It changed me. But on the flip side, COVID is here to stay. So some of you are saying, look, you know, I've had enough done to my body. I've had the vaccines. I've had COVID. You know, why can't I do what our bodies are designed to do? And I get that. But until I hear where the hell this came from and who manipulated it and why there's no rhyme or reason and why the unpredictability, I can't necessarily say, hey, guys, the safest thing to do is to get COVID. I can't say that. I'd love to say just take your shot, you know, with natural immunity, but I can't because I don't trust this virus. Nobody has told us where the hell it came from. So that's why I support the vaccine. I just don't support mandates. If there is somebody sick, and I'm telling you guys, COVID now is definitely making its way. COVID cases have surged about 59% in 2 weeks. In fact, they're even, you know, considering bringing back masks. This BA2.121 variant, which is the grandbaby, it's not Omicron BA1. It's not baby Omicron BA2. It's BA2.121, one of the grandbabies. That is now starting to overtake and become a more dominant strain. And so there's a chance you're going to get it. If you got the booster today, yeah, it might, you know, provide some protection, but it takes a couple weeks. So, you know, if you're like, okay, there's somebody in my family that has it, I don't know if you running out and getting the vaccine today is going to make that much of a difference. But if you don't want to get COVID again, they are predicting more waves. And it looks like the waves just keep coming. White House, former White House COVID advisor Dr. Deborah Birx warned earlier this week that southern states should brace for a surge in COVID cases this summer. The North will follow in their footsteps this winter. So not even what we're dealing with now, there's going to be another one. I had a patient who was going to Mexico today and was worried he wouldn't be able to get back because he's going to test positive for COVID. I'm like, I can't promise you you're not going to get it. That's what's going on right now. Now, interestingly, Sweden, their COVID gamble paid off. Apparently, that nation suffered fewer deaths in the pandemic than the majority of Europe. And interestingly, Sweden, however you guys pronounce it, they were the ones that refused to impose strict lockdowns. People were like, oh, they're crazy. But actually, it looked like they didn't do that bad. The World Health Organization's analysis of excess deaths, people who died directly or indirectly from COVID, suggests that their approach may be vindicated. According to Daily Mail, of the 194 countries looked at by the UN Health Agency, Sweden's pandemic death ranked 101st, with 56 per 100,000, well below the average of 90. Sweden was well below Italy, Germany, Spain, Britain, Portugal, Netherlands, Belgium, and France. Now, somebody could say, well, those are busier countries in terms of tourists. But, they said, we don't think it's going to make that much of a difference. Now, they did perform worse than Denmark and Norway. But also remember, you know, with some of these countries, they're not, you know, during the winter, they might not have been out as much. You know, so there could be some other factors. But the idea of we need to be completely locked down, you know, is starting to not really, you know, hold any of whatever traction it had. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. you could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.